It has been over 6 months since Brian was murdered, and it is incredibly difficult without him, especially given the circumstances in which he died.
On the 12th of March 2016, police arrived at a house close to the quiet village of Rothiernorman. There they found the body of a 67-year-old man who had been badly beaten to death. It's a story that has created a black cloud over this quiet community in the north of Aberdeenshire. Still, people wonder, why would somebody want to cause harm to a harmless man? Why would somebody want to kill Brian McCandy?
Somebody must know what happened to Brian, and we would ask them to look to their conscience and call the police. We have lost our brother, and we just want to know what happened and why.
His brother William there appealing for information last week. So who was Brian McCandy? Around his hometown, he is best known for being a freelance mechanic who worked from home. From the start, we'd heard that Brian's main passion in life had been his work. If somebody had a problem with their car, he would fix it for a small fee. A quiet and private man, he was known for being kind and witty, which makes the circumstances surrounding his death all the more shocking. 4 weeks ago, I contacted police asking if they would show me where they had been conducting their search. On the eve of the six-month anniversary, I went to Baden-Scoth. There I met Inspector Gary Winter, who was doing the rounds, talking to neighbours, looking for answers.
It's a small farm cottage, two-bedroom, semi-detached building with a garage to the side where Brian conducted most of his business. Such a rural location. We don't have random murders with people having mental health episodes and violently murdering somebody. So we've been hypothesising on many days to try and work out why somebody would turn up here on that night and have to murder Brian.
And that's the mystery, really?
That's absolutely the mystery, yeah.
Now, back when the investigation was first launched, a huge public appeal was made by police and also Brian's brother William, who we heard from earlier. It was hoped that his appeal would get somebody to come forward, but nobody spoke up. Last week, another conference was held where Detective Chief Inspector Ian Smith made an important announcement.
I can confirm that we have recovered some forensic evidence which we feel may well be of evidential value.
So could that DNA profile be that of Brian's killer? I asked DCI Smith what it means for the case.
We will pursue that side of the investigation. We will look at the various different forensic scientific techniques that we can utilise to identify these profiles, and that will involve comparison against the Scottish and national databases, as well as databases further afield, and certainly that includes Europe in the first instance.
6 months on, the circumstances surrounding Brian McCandy's death are still unknown to us. For a man with apparently no enemies, this makes the job even harder for officers who are desperate to bring his killer to justice. Whoever is responsible is yet to be found, but friends and family of the friendly, quiet, private man still believe that one day there will be justice for Brian.